Electronic light must respond. The great universal body of God is composed of a limitless number of intelligent electronic particles which are constantly being generated by the parent principle into the universe. This forms the sea of electronic light from whence is drawn into form every manifest object which has ever been in the inner spheres as well as in the material world. This electronic light substance must respond to the creative powers of thought and feeling as wielded by an intelligent consciousness, whether that be a solar lord, ascended being, deva, nature spirit, or man. The great planetary cradles of evolving lives are thus consciously focused form and substance, sustained by the planetary spirits out of this body of God. But I shall endeavour to draw this cosmic conception down to the use and design of the individual evolving man, for the purpose of my creative lesson. One of the joys which the parent flame endows mankind with was the opportunity of becoming co-workers in the kingdom, and it is to learn the lesson of such creation that man finds himself presently embodied upon a planet where form has become concrete enough to objectify the principle of individual precipitation through thought and feeling. There is no form that exists upon the planet today, on the planet Earth today, that has not been evoked and drawn into being through the open door of some individual's consciousness, human or divine. Let us now examine the workings of this law, which will give us a certain freedom in the use of our creative centers for the greater good of all concerned. The universal light substance can only become self-conscious through its descent into form and its subsequent evolution as an intelligent focal working consciousness. This universal light lives in a realm of innocence, love, peace, and harmony, and may remain quiescent throughout an entire cosmic age. Unless called into the wheel of evolution through the consciousness of some already individualized being, human or divine. The thought and feeling centers within the consciousness represent the open door through which the unformed universal light must pass to take on a cloak of matter. The magnetic power within thought and feeling centers is a summons that cannot be denied, and the moment that these forces pulsate in the consciousness, directed or otherwise, the universal light begins to enter the realm of form and begins its voluntary exile as a prelude to individualization. Electrons charged with obedience. The holy essence which you know as electronic light is charged with the quality of obedience to the sacred fire. And since this light is all-pervading, it fills the universe, makes up the bodies of the people, the homes in which they abide, and all the services in which they are engaged. And it has instantly obeyed the direction of man through thought and feeling. The bodies which mankind wear are but the endeavor of the electrons to outpicture the thought and feeling forms which they are commanded to fill and which they, in obedience, manifest. Now that we are coming to the end of the cycle, the exquisite electrons have become voluntary prisoners of the will of man, are in the process of redemption. From within the electrons themselves, as the cosmic light increases, will come a freeing power which will throw off the fetters and shadows imposed upon the light by the human consciousness. Thus, their very light within the imperfection will begin to throw off the covering of the human concepts and stand revealed in its original splendor. This redemptive activity is taking place at the present time due to the fact that the chelas of the spiritual hierarchy are aware of the glorious activities of the flames of purification and transmutation, and which the chelas, in obedience to the instructions given to them by the Great Ones, are using in a most commendable manner. As the electronic light within the life stream begins to quicken, it temporarily seems to accelerate many of the conditions of a human manifestation. But be of good cheer, for this will be only a short-lived process followed by an entirely new world, free of miscreations of the thought and feeling process of the unawakened. As you make further application toward the calling forth of the beautiful light patterns within the bodies of the people, you can render a tremendous service to the mankind abiding upon the earth and in your own vehicles as well. The electrons are so eager to fulfill the divine pattern that when you choose to reach into the God consciousness, you can draw that divine pattern and mold it into the perfection ordained for you and for all life by keeping your consciousness free of all that is less than the divine concept. This is an activity of precipitation, and now, when you are directing our attention specifically to the activities of the Teton retreat, you should find it relatively easy to mold your own garments into the pattern which the Holy Christ Self is waiting for you to externalize.